I mean, over the phone is fine, but you got to allow the public to be able to call in. I went over and did a hearing in Moses Lake, and did I tell you this already there? So it worked really, really well for them. I was in the room in case somebody showed up, but if we're only going to do it only by telephone, I'd still probably like to be where the phone is, just because there's a way to see if somebody's raising their hand, and you know, it's not a video, but it's anyway, just so that there's as little confusion as possible. But I don't know.
I think the commissioners have gone to using Zoom for their meetings. So maybe we'll do something similar or the same thing.
Yeah. So if they do, if they're doing Zoom video, I mean, there's limits on the number of people that can connect. But if it's just four or five agenda items with no real big controversy, then that shouldn't be an issue. Who was I talking with? Nathan Pate. So Douglas County's solution to this is going to be having the hearing for each item scheduled at a specific time. So 1 to 1:15, 1:15 to 1:30, you know, however long they think it's going to take.
Right.
So that people aren't all jammed into the room waiting for whatever. All right, well, let's get started. What's that?
So I guess I can first.
Do you, okay, yeah, we can do that one first. All right, everyone, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the April 1st, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed as the Hearing Examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications and recommendations in some cases on various matters that are authorized to come before me. I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials on file, in order to make my decision. I note for the record that the only persons present here today are representatives of staff. There are no applicants or members of the public present at this time. So I'm going to abbreviate what I normally state about the hearing process and say that I have reviewed both items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or the proposals to be heard today. And I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments, including application materials, expert witness reports, noticing documents, the short plat decision for the SP 2019-037 matter that we have on here, and the proposed development agreement, other than receiving those items, I've not had any communication regarding any item on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you do have an objection to me serving as a hearing examiner for any item, you need to state so at this time. And staff does not have any objections. So we will move on to, I'm going to skip the first item and move to the second item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit given application number 2019-008, which has been submitted by Brandon Hsu for the construction of five cabins for the purpose of nightly vacation or recreational rentals. This and there'll be other improvements on the property. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, at this time, by this reference, I'm going to admit the staff report. I'll admit all the application materials, these site plans, the SEPA documents. There's expert witness reports, there's well logs. There are agency comments. I don't believe I saw any public comments that came through. And noticing documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you. So this is CUP 2019-008. So it's an application for a CUP for the construction of 5 cabins for the purpose of nightly rentals. Each cabin will be approximately 320 square feet in size. There is an existing cabin on site that will either be used as a caretaker residence or for private use by the applicant. These cabins will be accessed via a shared private driveway off of State Route 207. So the applicant submitted an updated site plan on March 26th that shows the locations of the septic tanks that would be installed by do you want me to forward the site plan, or do you want a paper copy of it?
You can just email it to me if it's part of the record. That'd probably be the easiest way for me. Thank you. Unless you have a copy already for me.
I do have a copy. I can also forward it.
Oh, I'll just take it here. That's fine. Okay. All right. Are there any material changes to this site plan?
No, they're just showing the location of the septic tanks that are being installed by the PUD.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
So for this, continuing on, for this application, a Class B water system has been proposed for the existing well. Wastewater will be serviced by the PUD as part of the Lake Wenatchee wastewater system. The parcel 27-17-27-320-300 is currently vacant, while parcel 27-17-27-320-350 has a 188 square foot cabin on it. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with the applicable codes and regulations, and as conditions recommends approval of 2019-008.
Thank you. I thought I saw here, and I'm just looking all over the place, I thought I saw that a archaeological study had already been completed on this. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I saw as a proposed condition of approval that they have one done, but that's already been completed.
Yeah, I don't know if that was included in the application materials. It might have not been because it was submitted in early March or late February. I can forward that on to you as well, too, if you'd like.
There it is. Nope, I haven't.
Okay.
And I had it. It must have been forwarded separately as it was, because it wasn't part of one of the main files that came in from on the disk. In any event, all right. Was the applicant given notice of the date, written notice of the date, place, and time of this hearing?
Yes.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. I don't have any more questions for staff. I note for the record that the applicant is not here. And I'd also note that there are no members of the public here today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Second matter on today's agenda, this is an item that the hearing examiner will be making a recommendation on to the Board of County Commissioners. This is regarding a short plat given application number SP19-037, and then a request for a development agreement to defer various improvements as set forth in the draft. Development agreement that has been sent to me as an exhibit that has been prepared by the county. A note for the record, this is again SP 2019-037 for Steve and Judy Doolittle. Again, the short plat has already been approved. There's a request for a development agreement. That process requires it to come through the county hearing examiner to make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. I have reviewed and will admit into the record all the items that were forwarded to me, including the original short plat decision. There's the development agreement, as I referenced earlier. There is noticing documents. There is agency comment that came from the original short plat. I'm going to admit all those items. I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. I'd note that a representative from Public Works is not here today. However, this is being submitted by the county, and I'm certain that the county Public Works agrees with this. If there is some problem with that staff learns from Public Works that they did not want a recommendation for this, the record will not remain open, but a request to reopen the record can be made within 5 working days. So if there's some problem with what's been presented to the hearing examiner as far as Public Works is concerned, then they can request to have the hearing reopened. Once again, I'd note for the record that there are no members of the public here today. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record on this matter. I'll have my recommendation made within the next 10 working days. And there are no other items on today's agenda, so I will now adjourn this April 1st, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. And thank you all for coming. This meeting is adjourned. Thanks, Alex.
Yep, thank you.
Good job.